Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay, someone that we've had before, and he's been terrific, and he's played so many times. Mo Mandel is our very special guest, and you know his stand-up. He's absolutely terrific. He's laugh-out-loud funny. Bombageddon, you know him from there. You've seen him on Modern Family, Two Broke Girls, so many different, Chelsea Lately, of course, Comedy Knockout. But his latest is something you can see starting tomorrow and Discovery Channel at 10 p.m., Small Town Throwdown. It sounds terrific, and who better to take us to small towns than Mo Mandel. Mo, how are you?
I'm doing good, man. Thank you for that wonderful intro.
Well, yeah, thank you for being here. This is exciting, and I think this is something people are going to really like, and I think you, as a host, going into you know, these different small towns. Well, actually, tell us a little bit about it without spoiling, obviously. Don't spoil everything, but give us a rundown.
Okay, so basically, we've all heard about towns across America and in our communities that supposedly suck or are totally boring or smell terrible or have the dumbest people or the ugliest people, right? This is sort of a thing that everyone likes to say. The town right next door is just a bunch of hicks, right? Even right. Springfield had Shelbyville. So on this show, you know, we travel to all the Shelbyvilles across America, all the towns that have been trashed and made fun of in the media, all the towns that have clickbait headlines like this town, you know, is the most boring town in America. But when we actually go to those towns and we give them a chance to tell their own story and fight back and kind of display just how awesome they really are. And I think it's kind of a really heartwarming and I think hilarious sort of journey through small town America.
Yeah, has anybody been like, what do you mean boring? We don't have a reputation. Has anybody been defensive that you're coming there to defend their honor?
Oh, well, I don't know. I mean, hopefully, you know, once they know that I'm there, they see that I'm there for the right reason. And we do go to towns with, you know, enough of a reputation that it's not something that people aren't aware of. But, yeah, they're defensive about it. You know, like I was at a rodeo in Lubbock, Texas, which is known as the most boring town in America, after sitting through, you know, just 2 hours of the most heart-pounding, terrifying, adrenaline-pumping rodeo I've ever seen. You know, I got out in front of this crowd of like 300 people and was like, no, they say you guys are boring. Are you boring? The whole crowd is booze, you know, and it gets like this aggressive, like, no, like, whoa, all right, good. People have a lot of pride where they're from, and they don't appreciate their reputation at all.
I love to travel, right? And, you know, especially now during this time period where I don't get a chance to travel, I'm looking forward to seeing this tomorrow, and I think people are going to kind of live vicariously through you. And how many shows do you have in the can before all of this pandemic came down? Do you have a full season? Are you a partial season? What do you have?
No, definitely not a full season yet. Yeah, we got a chance to go to like three different, you know, enough of three different towns. And we're hoping, you know, as soon as this pandemic lifts, we're going to be able to get out there and, you know, start shooting again. But I'm glad that the footage we did get and the towns we have gone are just really special. And they're letting me write articles in USA Today about each town as well. So it's kind of cool. Like, after we visit a town, I'll get to write an article in USA Today. That'll be online forever. So now if you Google, you know, smelliest town in America, you're not just going to see the clickbait article. You're going to see my article as well that kind of tells a different story.
Yeah. Well, hey, let me just say this. When obviously everybody's worried about health, and that's the most important thing, the health of everybody and so forth. But you seem to me, you've always seemed to me to be the type that's constantly doing something. And whether it's, you know, touring, performing, and you shoot a lot of different things. When this hit, when this slammed and you found out you had to be sequestered, are you the type that had a lot of footage from other either performances that we haven't seen or, you know, I don't know, usually they're pilots, but let's say shows or film projects that never got made? Because I think the one thing that presents an opportunity is we need new product now. Do you have old product that has never been released?
Oh, man, it's so annoying. I shot this series that Conan O'Brien's company produced that I'm the star of called, well, I can't even say it legally, I guess. Damn it.
Gotcha.
But it's like this really amazing, like 12 episodes series I shot, and it was for this channel, this like streaming platform that Verizon had, and the channel went under before we delivered it. Mm-hmm. And Warner Brothers owns it, and we're just like waiting for them to put it out on a streaming service. And we thought, okay, now with COVID, they can't make any new product. Maybe now it will be the time that it finally comes out. And so, you know, I know this is a terrible plug because I can't even say the name of it for legal reasons, yeah. But I'm hoping that it will finally will, because we're just sitting on this like this gold. It's so good, and there's so many other incredible actors in it. And so I'm hoping that, you know, if the networks are looking around like, wait, we can't shoot, maybe we got to buy this thing. So if any networks are listening, call Warner Brothers and buy that ambiguous project.
Yeah, I got to believe by that, and I get it. You know, you got to watch what you're saying there, but Conan's got a lot of juice. I mean, you know, if he got behind something like that, he could probably get that going. I would love to see it. I don't even know what it is, and from that vague description, I still don't know it, but I know that if you're in it, it's going to be entertaining. So it's got to be good. Maybe get Conan to stop pushing. He's got a little bit of juice.
Right, I know. You'd think, how hard could it be with a guy like Conan? But no, I always try to stay busy. You know, I'm writing an action movie right now that a pitch I sold before this started, and it's kind of got me watching all the old action movies that I loved as a kid. And so I've recently started a podcast where I watch action movies and then tell stories with other comedians about times that I myself almost saved the day. And it's called Jean-Claude Van Damme, girl. And so check that out.
Yeah, that's iTunes. What that is. I've seen that, and I've seen you know, you and like a cartoon form looking, you know, all buff and all that. It's kind of cool. But that's what it is. Yeah, tell it. Just in closing, tell us a little bit about the podcast before you go. How often does it come out? Is it a set date and time, or do you kind of do it at will? Tell us about the podcast again.
So I just launched it this week. In each episode, we have an episode up now, and another episode is going to come up on Wednesday. And so each week I'll sit down with a comedian or myself, and I'll just sort of discuss one of the classic action movies and sort of try to connect it back to moments in my life where I attempted something heroic like that. And also just, you know, revel in the kind of just ridiculousness of 80s and 90s action movies. You know, like I'm watching Commando this week with the comedian Amir Kay, and we're just going to kind of dig into that Schwarzenegger mythology and just everything that makes those movies so great. You know, I just worshiped those movies when I was a kid. So if you're somebody who likes to nerd out on action movies, Jean-Claude Van Damme Girl, that's G-U-R-L, definitely check it out. I think it's pretty fun. And I've been mixing a lot of, you know, a lot of the soundtracks and a lot of the different quotes from the different movies. You know, we have a lot of different kind of audio stuff going on in there, so it's pretty cool. I think it's a good ride.
Oh, it sounds terrific. I can't wait for tomorrow, Discovery Channel, 10 p.m., Small Town Throwdown. Everybody, please watch it. Mo, give us a website and a social media site before you go that we can kind of follow along with what you're doing.
Absolutely. MoMandel.com and on Instagram, TheRealMoMandel. Those are the best ways.
Mo, congratulations on everything. Congratulations on Small Town Throwdown. I know it's going to be a big hit. And be safe and take care.
All right. Thanks a lot, man. You have a good one.
Thank you. Mo Mandel, everyone. Again, we've had him before. You know his work from Modern Family and Two Broke Girls as an actor. And Bombageddon. He had this show, Bombageddon, where they kind of went in there. And, they, you know, it was a show like a lot of things. I don't know how long it lasted, but it was entertaining. He's good. I'm telling you, he's good at hosting. And he's I imagine his podcast is very good. And you can hear he's got a lot of personality. He's glib and... Anyway, but this is, you know, this is the show. It doesn't sound like they shot too many of them from what he just said there. So they've got a couple, and I guess they're hoping and praying that there's a relaxation of, you know, coronavirus restrictions and so forth. But if you're going into some of these small towns, maybe you could kind of time it. And it could kind of go into, I'm just speculating without him here, but, you know, go into these small towns that have states that lifted restrictions and, you know, and kind of hold your breath, keep your fingers crossed that that nothing's too bad over there. But it sounds like a good show. They're going to into towns that have bad reputations for being boring, and they're going to see it from there. Tough time to do anything like this, but, you know, listen, if anybody can do it, this guy can do it. He's very funny. Very good guy, great stand-up. Check him out on his social media. But the name of the show is Small Town Throwdown. Small Town Throwdown. Check out his Jean-Claude Van Damme type podcast. It sounds very funny. Sounds good. and it's about action shows of the 80s, and you know, of course, with a comedic, anything he's going to do is going to be comedic. He's a stand up, very good. By the way, Free Agent was one of his shows, and probably, you know, probably about a dozen episodes of that. And what was the other one? Golden Rev, or, you know, something like that. And you know, he again, a very talented guy. I used to see him on Chelsea Lately. She had a lot of terrific comedians on her round table. Mo Mandel was one of them, and you'd see him there quite a bit. Comedy Knockout, and you know, actually check out his stand-up as well. Mo Mandel has been our very special guest. Small Town Throwdown is the name of the show. Discovery Channel, 10 p.m. on Wednesday nights, and you know, check them out. Frank McKay signing off. Mo Mandel has been our very special guest. We'll see you next time on Breaking It Down.